is Jared, and there is no title to this. Welcome to the show. I always feel like I can't explain my thoughts out loud. I did this when I was a freshman, too. I did this exact same thing, because I was going insane. I was going through all these stupid relationships until I finally found that one girl and all that. And it was stupid. I should have really just thought about it. That was really dumb. You don't know the history, but it's very bad, sort of. Not, like, murder bad, but, like, you know, I got in trouble. Freshman year, I was dating this girl for about 4 or 5 months. And for some reason, I get really, really clingy as a guy. And, like, even as a guy, I have, like, weird emotions and, like, weird all this and that. And I finally figured out why, which will be brought up later. But anyway, after 4 or so months, I bought her a ring and everything, you know. Like, not a marriage ring, but, like, you know, just a Valentine's Day ring and all that stuff. And I really felt like I was, you know, in love. And then she left me, and then I was crushed. But that's not what crushed me. I mean, yeah, I thought that I had to see her every day, you know, blah, 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 all that romantic crap. You know, but it was, I think, literally 1 or 2 days later, I saw her with another guy. And that's when I kind of, like, just broke my mind, and the next day, I bought a bottle of wine from school. Cup of wine, like a sobe drink, and, I drank all of that. Well, before it was a little sip left, I was up in the classroom just screaming, fucking causing an emotion, commotion, hustle and bustle, and oh my god. And, you know, it was bad. I mean, I admit that I was in the wrong. I'm pretty much always in the wrong. But anyway, I don't know why I did that. That was a bad choice. Bad action choice. But it's okay. We all learn from our mistakes. I learned pretty soon after that what a hangover felt like. Not that night. A weird roller coaster emotion ride where I get, like, really upset whenever my girlfriend / fiance right now posts anything on Instagram, because I feel insecure, like she's talking to somebody else, like somebody is liking her post. Like, I just feel like she's talking to someone behind my back all the time. And that, sorry about that. Oh my god, sorry, I live in, like, a really, really loud area. I'm not doing this professionally, I'm just venting. I don't know, I'm trying to make it sound like something. It's, like, really important. Like, oh, man. Look at this dude. He's so cool. Oh, man. I feel, like, really jealous just every time. Like, every time somebody likes her picture or something, I hate it. I mean, same as Snap. I hate when she posts stuff because I don't want people, like, I don't know if she's doing it to, like, fuck with me or, like, I don't get it. I mean, like, I really don't get it. I mean, I was raised, I was raised like this because, like, that's a excuse, you know? So, like, this is my fault, too, you know? I grew into this. I knew I probably could have stopped it. Actually, no, I couldn't have stopped it. I can't stop it. Like, I can't. You can't just turn off your mind, right? Like, I mean, I tried something for a little bit, and it didn't work. So, I mean, it just made the thoughts, well, at least this one made the thoughts worse. I just, I'm kind of stuck, and I don't even know how to talk to anybody. I don't have a job. I'm really worried just about my relationship and my family. I don't even care about myself. I mean, like, if I drop dead tonight, I'd feel bad just because my family had to do stuff without me and Brittany would just live without me. But I don't really even think Brittany would care if I died. I mean, you know, I mean, like, yeah, she'd be sad for a little bit, but she'd be like, I'm free now. That's so wrong of me. So wrong. I don't want to be like this. I tried to, a long time ago, I tried counseling. But it didn't work because I was really young and I didn't like to tell people anything about me. And I still kind of don't, but I just didn't want to go to the counselor and then have my mom just go in there and ask all types of questions about, like, so, like, what's wrong with him, dog? You know, like, does he have a mental disorder or something? Does he have anxiety or depression and all that? I just said everything is fine, man. I mean, like, my mom just makes me come here, and, you know, it gets me out of school, too, so, I mean, I'll keep doing this, as long as it gets me out of school, but, yeah, needless to say, I haven't been back to, I guess, a therapist or a psychologist ever since, and I'm trying to, find one right now, maybe help me overcome this feeling of burden and anger. It's like a, you know, it actually, to sum it up very perfectly, what it is a pus ball that melts and then gets hard again. That's what that is. And it's not fun. It's a coaster, dude. It sucks. I don't like to tell people about it. I don't want people to feel bad for me. I don't want Brittany to feel bad for me, especially. It makes me feel bad. I mean, like, I don't want to dump my feelings on her. I don't want to, like, I want to let her know, but I don't want to, like, tell her how exactly I'm feeling, because I don't want to seem like an asshole. And she's not even, I don't think she's doing anything wrong. I mean, but in my mind, so there's, like, I know, and then I feel bad because, like, I feel like I should say something. And I finally just, every year and a half, I have to, like, vent and let it all out. Or every, like, 3 or so years, I don't know. It's getting less and less the older I get. I used to be able to hold all this shit in, not even talk about it. And now it's just coming out, and it's just exploding. And I can't explain. There's so many different types of whys and hows, and how did I turn out like this? Until I did a real Google search, and it made perfect sense. It's my whole family that just, pardon my French, again, they fucked my mind up. Constantly just My mom just in and out with guys every week. I had a new stepdad every week. I mean, I barely got to see my dad because of my mom too. And then mom starved me, and I can't eat without feeling sick, and I'm underweight, and I feel self-conscious about it because I don't have big arms, and I feel like my fiance would want me to have big arms. Like, she'll leave me for somebody else who liked her Instagram picture or something. It doesn't make sense. Like, I feel like I'm so controlling, and I don't want to be controlling, and I can't just stop it. It's a feeling that's been in my body ever since, like, I could remember. I was like this in, like, first grade and second grade. It's stupid. I don't want to be like that. I don't want to be, like, this super hella clingy dude. Be like, hey, you know, like, where are you going tonight? Oh, just out with the girls, honey. Oh, out with the girls. Oh, well, in my mind, I'm thinking, oh, God. Well, that girl's a little thought. She's a little hoe. She's going to get Brittany to, you know, do something, and I don't know, it's stupid. I hate friends, that's why I don't have any. Stressful. I don't eat because I'm afraid to throw up. It's so stupid. Then I complain about having no energy. Like, what the fuck, dude? It's my fault. I hate myself for that. That actually sounds like about it. Have a good one.